We're live! Yay!
Yay!
Welcome to Circulus Pack Tactics, a little spin-off show that we're doing from my main homebrew campaign. This is an all-kobold group. With me today are Ellie, Io, and Jen. Chris is not with us because he is playing World of Warcraft. Apparently there's some new battle for something or other that came out today, and he wants to hit level cap or something. I don't know.
I'm kind of surprised he actually got into the servers.
Well, it says in Discord that he's playing World of Warcraft, but that could just mean he has the app open. And he's not currently streaming, so... whatever. Well, to recap, last week, the party got its toughest mission yet, babysitting for 24 hours. And it turns out the three kobold babies that they were babysitting happen to be winged kobold, which is incredibly rare for one child to be born with wings, and you had three of them, which probably is why their main caretakers needed a 24-hour break, or respite, as it were. The three children, referred to as Otta, Mata, and Peya, respectively, got into a little bit of mischief, and one of them activated a device that sent the party to the Shadowfell, in an area that apparently is inhabited by a bunch of undead, most of whom are going about the activities they did in life, totally ignoring the kobolds whatsoever, not caring, not knowledgeable on anything. Except for one, a warlock, also undead, but a warlock named Tim, who had a wonderful conversation with the party and offered to help send them back if they would go on a mission for him. Apparently something near the edge of his domain had been tearing apart the zombies that were under his care, and he would be happy if you found what it was and came back and told him. He'd be happier if you were able to destroy it and then come back and tell him you destroyed it. But either way, doing either of those things would be the method of repaying him for figuring out how that magical device works so that he could send you back or you could send yourselves back or whatever. And on that note, he pointed out the road that led to where most of the attacks had happened, and I am assuming you headed out.
Yep.
One of you hatless.
Yep.
That hat currently sitting on top of Tim's horse's head. So he can look at it. As one of the few sources of color in the Shadowfell. Everyone give me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh no.
Let's see.
I have a 17 on the dice, and okay. Wisdom is plus 0, so it is a 17.
Oh, that's an 8, which is going to fail, isn't it?
Let's not call it a failure. Let's look at it as increased opportunities for roleplay. Zeely and Daldane, I want you to roll a d6 for me.
Oh, Daldane rolled? Sorry, I didn't.
Yeah, Daldane rolled in the chat and got a 4.
Oh, I just accidentally rolled in general text. Sorry.
That's okay. It's happened.
And Jen rolls physical die. So, you know, however you choose to roll is great. The dice roller that's built into the chat just happens to be for convenience sake.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Okay. So, Daldane, you have acquired a new personality trait, Shadowfell Despair. And your flavor of it is Dread. Now, the character has disadvantage on all saving throws and gains the following flaw. Quote, I am convinced that this place is going to kill me. We now have a depressed bard.
Oh, no.
That is terrible.
Well, things could be worse.
They're going to be worse, aren't they?
Well, Zeely, you don't seem to mind so much that the bard is full of dread, because you acquired the attribute apathy.
Oh, no.
And there's thunder happening in the background where I am. So... That happened last week, too, and the thunder took out Daldane's internet, so let's hope that doesn't happen again. You have apathy. The character has disadvantage on death saving throws. I'm sure he won't have any of those.
Oh, no.
And on dexterity checks for initiative, and gains the following flaw. Quote, I don't believe I can make a difference to anyone or anything.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Some of
this is way too close to home for me, and I might have to stop playing for a little while.
And, this is a little alarming.
Yeah, and I need to roll for the missing brother.
Right.
Okay. Noted. All right, so this sensation sort of just like builds up over time as you're going down this trail. You're not sure exactly how long you're traveling. Kobolds are a little bit better at sensing time passing without worrying about day or night cycles because of how much time they spend underground. And there's no sun here. So you imagine surface dwellers would be really screwed up here. But you're still having a bit of trouble guessing how long it's been since you've been walking on this road. As a matter of fact, you do get to a point where you feel like you've been walking long enough that you need to take a break.
Okay. So are you guys getting tired yet? Because we've been walking and walking and walking, and I don't know how far it's going to be. Maybe we should rest for a minute.
Fine with me.
Obviously, this is because we all have some kind of sickness and are going to die.
No, no, nothing's even attacked us yet. We're fine. Let's see if there's a place we can stop that looks okay for now. And I start looking around, like, the side of whatever path we're on.
You're on a road that looks well-traveled.
Okay.
And there's farmland on both sides of the road. There's no buildings that are particularly close to you. There are those areas where, you know how when farmers would clear a field, they would take all the rocks and just put them out on the sides of their fields to mark the edges?
Mm-hmm.
So there's some stone hedgerows, more or less, on either side of the road. And every now and then, there's like a leafless, in some cases rotting, in other cases just maybe flat out petrified tree that's sort of scraggly of varying thicknesses along the road.
How tall are the rock little fences compared to kobolds?
They're about 2 feet high.
Okay.
Give or take.
All right. Maybe we should sit by the fence with all the rocks, and then like maybe nothing could sneak up on us from that side.
But the fence might fall over.
Well, we'll look to find where it might not. It's probably been here a long time. I mean, look at the people. They've been here a long time, I would think.
And they're all falling apart. Must be old.
But they're not made of rocks. Rocks don't fall apart real easy. Let's go over there. Come on.
As soon as you say rocks don't fall apart very easily, one part of the hedgerow just falls in on itself.
Oh. Maybe things are different here.
Let's just wait here for a little bit. Probably nothing's coming down this road anyway.
All right, I look down the road one side, down the road the other side. What do I see?
You look down one way, and you see nothing out of the ordinary, other than, you know, the undead that are farming. That's a little weird. But you're kind of getting used to that by now. That's the way you came. You look the other way, and you see up in the distance, you see the trees that are in front of the mountains. And maybe they're closer than they were before. Maybe they're not. It's really hard to tell. Perspective is weird here. But you don't see anything really standing out. At one point, you think you see a tumbleweed going across the road, but you don't know what a tumbleweed is. So
so I point at it, and I don't have a word for this. There's something.
It looks like a plant.
Yeah.
Probably nothing.
It's a plant that moves.
There's probably nothing wrong with plants that move.
Okay, if I set it on fire, will that help? Is that what you're asking me to do?
No. I love that you make fire and you've used it really, really good, but I don't know what fire does here.
Yeah, that's a good point, I guess.
And that plant is moving, And if you set it on fire, it's going to move the fire with it somewhere. And I'm guessing Tim might not like that much.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, so let's just sit here and rest, and then we'll continue when we're ready.
Okay, did anyone bring food?
No.
I have rations in my bag, if that counts.
Yes, okay. I have rations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is good, because right now all three of the baby kobolds appear to be stalking Sox's tail.
Oh no, not again, baby kobolds. Yeah. I keep telling you. Yet. Oh, he hasn't noticed yet. All right. Hasn't noticed yet. Fair enough. No, he would have words.
You may have noticed.
Yes.
Sox has not noticed.
Oh, I have noticed. Okay, I took that pronoun to the wrong character. Okay, so I'm going to yell, Sox, the babies are trying to eat your tail again. You might want to move.
He definitely did not make a high-pitched yelp sound. That must have been some other kobold. It was probably one of the babies, so far as you know. But he does jump up and back up against one of the trees and sit down and starts to grumble again.
Okay, he's all right. Come here, babies. I have food. And I reach into my bag and I pull out a little bit of the rations and like kind of hold it out. Maybe they'll come get it.
Okay. They come over and they start nomming.
There you go, babies. They're so cute. And I'm just staring at the babies. And if you've got a... You've got a barbarian sitting on the ground in the middle of a road staring at baby kobolds and smiling.
Daldane, one of them, with a piece of food still in its mouth, it hasn't really tried to chew it yet, but one of them sort of hops over to you and starts plucking at one of the strings on your lute.
Don't do that. It could snap and cut my throat.
Well, it's worse than that. Doesn't your lute have a special ability?
Ah, crud. It does. Which I have to find.
I forgot what it was. Yeah. I don't know if I knew. 15
wisdom saving throw or take 2d4 psychic damage?
Who?
The person who tried to play it.
Yeah, anyone not tuned that tries to play
it. Oh, okay.
I rolled high, but it did pluck at one of the strings and then blink and step back a little bit. Then it reaches out to pluck the string again.
Oh, no. Do I hear it? Do I notice that I'm minus a baby kobold?
Swat its hand away.
It begins to cry.
Now I've noticed. I'm sure.
Oh, great. Now what happened? The babies are crying.
The other two start to cry.
Oh, no.
Because
baby kobolds are traumatic. Okay, babies, calm down. Calm down.
You know, I feel like you meant traumatized, but that too.
Yeah.
It's a combination of all of them.
Daldane will start playing something quiet, trying to soothe them.
Oh, good. That should work. That should work well.
Okay. Everyone give me a perception check.
Okay. I have rolled an 8. And perception is... I can't find it.
You hear some
Oh, plus 2. Plus 2.
18.
So I have.
Okay.
I think I have 10.
So, Zeely, I'm not sure that you care, being apathetic and all. But you think you hear some strange animal-like sounds coming from down the road.
Oh, and that's all we need. Isn't it?
So, let's see. I don't think I passed the perception, so...
Yeah, Zeely's just apparently muttering to herself.
Okay. So, Gox assumes you mean we needed the music that Daladane is playing so nicely for the baby kobold. Nods his head. Mm-hmm. That's what we need.
Well, if you're so concerned about it, maybe you should take a look.
At what? Did you find something? I was listening to the pretty music with the baby kobolds. I'm hoping they're calming down. But what did you hear? What did you see?
Probably more zombies or something. Something's moving around over there.
Sox offers to go scout it out.
Okay, be careful. Yell really loud if you get in trouble and I'll come. And
I
fight.
Just rolled a 19 on the stealth check.
Oh, good.
And he's got plus 6, so that was a 25.
He's all set.
So he vanishes. Okay. So you're sitting and listening to music and having a snack and sitting and listening to music and sitting and sitting and sitting.
I think he should have come back. Naps. Oh, good. Napping baby kobolds. They're so cute.
Sure.
Where are the baby kobolds napping?
One of them, they seem to take turns nesting underneath your hat.
Okay, cool. So there's one.
One of them is sleeping in the loot box, in the loot case.
That's so cute.
And one of them is just sleeping in the middle of the road.
Hmm. Well, I guess we should let them rest a little bit. Not sure what they'll do when they wake up, though. I'm starting to wonder where Socks went and what happened, because it feels like it's been a while.
It has been a while. You don't know how long,
mm-hmm.
but it's been a while. You'd say at least a short rest.
Okay. So I'm going to stand up very carefully, because I have a sleeping kobold on my head again, and kind of like try to look around and see if I can tell where he might be or notice anything.
Give me a perception.
It seems
check.
Like a battle. Okay. And that about fell off of. Okay, I have a 2. Yes.
Well, against a 25, you're not going to be able to beat that.
No. Nope.
So Sox is missing.
We should go look for Sox. I don't know what happened, but he didn't come back, and I'm starting to worry. And can you guys help me pick up these two baby kobolds and we'll go see what's going on? Which way was the
fine?
Do you think
it's
he went?
A big place, though, so I don't know what you really expect me to do. I don't have spells for finding things. I have spells for killing things.
Well, we'll need those too, probably. So maybe pick up a kobold and. I can carry another one in my hand if it lets me, but it's going to make it hard to swing my axe, but I could probably
sure,
do it.
Fine.
Awesome.
I'll pick up one of the little
okay.
winged...
I'll fasten the other one inside the loot case and then gently sling it over my shoulder.
That's a good idea.
That is probably the best place for a baby kobold with wings at this point.
Okay, so... Go ahead.
So, well, I was going to ask, what do you do?
Okay, which way did you hear the noise from? Let's go that direction.
Which way did I hear the noise from?
Off in the direction that you were heading originally.
It's back behind us?
No.
Okay.
Where you were heading, towards
further
the road.
Down the road.
Oh, further down the road? Okay. Okay, well, let's start going there and maybe look around and see if we can find him. Because I don't know... He's pretty tough, and he's really, really smart, but he might need some help if he's in battle. So I start leading down the road towards where I think we're supposed to go.
Okay, you ease on down the road.
Yes. Yes.
I am a bad person, and I should feel bad. Okay. Let me roll this die. Ooh, that's interesting. Okay. So... You go around a short bend in the road, and you find yourself at the edge of the forest.
Oh.
Like, you weren't you were thinking, well, we've been walking for I don't know how long. We'll probably have to walk that far again to get to closer to the forest. But no, you're right there. And there's some scraggly underbrush along the edge of where the fields meet the forest. Not so much where the road goes into the forest, but you can see... ahead that the road looks a lot worse for wear the further you go into the woods.
Fine, might as well head in and get lost too, or whatever.
Well, we might not get lost. I don't know. And I'm going to yell to see if Sox is out there. I'm going to go, Sox, are you there? We can help you. We just can't see you right now. And I'm waiting for a response if I can hear one.
You hear a few animalistic yipping sounds.
Okay, do I know which direction?
Somewhere in the woods, but beyond that, you don't have a fix
on
it.
Oh no. Okay. Well, let's go towards maybe more in the forest and see what's there, but like not too far so we can still get out. What do you think?
If you say so.
A tree is going to fall on us.
Well, they look kind of dead, but I think they would have fallen over already. They must have been here a long time.
And well, if it I falls hope you're over, not expecting me to set the forest on fire.
No, that's probably not so good. But we might need to if we face something too big, so we'll see. We'll see. You know, if a tree does fall over and it doesn't hit any of us, like, we could probably make fire if we find a place to camp and, like, watch it really close. All right, I'm going to start walking a few more feet or whatever into the forest and see what I can hear.
Zaylee sort of shrugs and follows along.
Gox is not smart enough to understand that that his fellow kobolds are acting strange.
Okay, so you continue into the woods. Into the woods. All right. Let me roll this. Now, I assume that you're actively looking around?
Yes, the forest might kill me.
Okay. So give me perception checks again. Okay, so...
Yeah, the 5's pretty fair.
I see a 1.
Zilly's not looking very hard.
I see a 1, I see a 5, and I see a 19. So, Daldane, I'm going to say that due to your Shadowfell despair that's making you think that everything in here is probably going to come out to kill you, you see a mound of dead foliage and detritus that you're pretty sure you saw move.
What?
That pile of leaves is going to kill us.
Why do you think so?
It's moving.
Oh, it's moving? And I look at it closely. And then I try to count where the baby kobolds are. Are we missing any? One's under my hat. One's in the loot case. Where's the other one? Gox has short-term memory issues.
And the other one, well, one of them's being carried by Zili. One of them's under your hat, one of them's in a loot case.
Okay, so I can see the third one. Okay. And what are we rolling?
You're not rolling anything because you rolled a 1 for your perception.
Yes,
so I'm going
I have
to
rolled
say
one.
That Daldane points, and you know she's pointing somewhere in the forest, but you can't see the forest. There are too many trees in the way.
Great. I don't know what you're pointing at. I don't see it. It's not the baby kobolds. We have them. I don't hear anything. I think it's okay.
I don't like this.
Yeah, well, join the club. Have anything you can do about it?
Plus.
Really?
I am going to use Mage Hand to muss the leaves up.
Okay.
Cool.
The leaves come up and attack your mage hand.
I told you!
Huh. Yes, you were right.
Those are definitely not baby kobolds. Okay.
I told you, I know!
I've never seen leaves attack, but... Okay.
Roll for initiative!
Yes. Have a 17. Plus 2.
So a 19.
Yeah.
14.
Well, don't you also have... you have a disadvantage on initiative rolls.
I know. Roll my first roll was 20.
Roll twice.
Oh, okay. I missed that in chat.
And I have a 13 plus 3 is 16.
Okay. All duly noted. Gox, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to go up closer to the leaves, and... I'm going to swing my battle axe at them in the hopes that if I can separate them into little pieces, that they'll be less able to harm anyone.
Okay, give me a dexterity check.
Okay. I have rolled a 2. Okay, I have a plus 2 on dexterity, so I have a 4.
Okay, so that's not going to affect your ability to strike at this thing.
Okay.
But you are now lighter, 1 hat, and 1 baby kobold.
Oops.
Yes. They fall off going backwards as you rush forwards. Give me your attack roll.
Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to remember what dice it is.
That would be the d20.
Oh, okay. I was thinking damage, but... All right. D20, I have a 5.
A 5?
Yep.
That's not going to do it.
No, it's not.
Do you have a second attack? No.
I don't think I have it yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, I'm only level 4, so okay. I think that's later. So I miss the leaves, apparently, or something.
However, no, because you do have an advantage on this.
Okay.
You're all pretty close to this thing, so I'm going to let you roll with advantage with your pack tactics ability.
Okay.
This is where CinemaSins would say roll credits.
Oh.
Because I missed the name of the show.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, so I roll a d20 again?
Yes.
Okay. That one hit my keyboard.
Keyboard dice don't count.
Okay, that one is a 20.
Okay, it's a good thing you were rolling with advantage.
Oh, my. Okay, what happens now?
Okay, well, roll a d10.
Okay, I have a d10.
Since your battle axe is versatile and it does more damage when you are swinging two-handed, I'm assuming, unless you tell me otherwise, that you're always swinging two-handed.
Right, there's nothing in his other hand, so... That's why he didn't want to pick up a baby kobold. Well, it's the axe. Yeah, that's why he didn't want to pick up the baby kobold. Reduce it, you know.
Okay.
I have a 9.
Okay, and you add 2 to that, so you do 11 points of damage.
All right.
Not a bad first strike. Next up is Daldane.
Can I tell what this thing is at all, aside from a pile of leaves?
Give me, I would say, a survival check.
That's a 1. Plus 2 is 3.
It's a pile of leaves.
An angry pile of leaves.
Well, you can't really discern its emotional state.
Okay, an attacking pile of leaves.
Yeah. Later on, you might wish to provide it with a couch and ask it to lay down and ask it about its feelings. But this does not seem to be the time or the place for that. It's also a slightly smaller pile of leaves because part of it's been hacked off.
Yes. Can I reach both Zeely and Gox?
Yeah, you were all walking pretty close to each other.
Okay.
And this pile of leaves was a bit larger than you thought it was. The part that you saw move was further away, but that was all part of this thing. So you are right on top of it, almost literally.
Okay, I'm going to cast Heroism as a second level spell. And give 2 temporary hit points to both Zeely and Gox.
Nice. Okay.
Does Heroism have other abilities?
They are immune to being frightened and gain temporary hit points equal to my spellcasting ability modifier at the start of each of its turns.
Ironically, the 2 kobolds that don't have the spare attribute where they're sure everything's going to kill them are the ones that are not afraid.
Right.
I am okay with this. All right, so that's your action?
Yes.
Do you use your bonus action or no?
Sure, I'll inspire Zeely.
Okay, so you play a happy little tune of dread.
Is this like dramatic horror movie music?
I'm going to die, but hopefully not soon.
Yeah, great, thanks, real helpful.
You are inspired to not die. You were kind of debating it. You were on the fence, but you feel inspired to maybe not have today be that day.
Fine.
Let's have a party. There's a full moon in the sky. It's the hour of the wolf, and I don't want to die.
Is it my turn? Or is it the thingies?
It is, in fact, your turn.
Right. Fine. Let's see if I can actually... do something about this. Firebolt.
Well, that's not going to hit. That's not going to hit either, but do you want to burn your inspiration?
Yes. What exactly do I do for that again?
Bardic, I think it's a d6 at Daldane's current level.
I think that's right. Hang on a sec.
Oops, wrong thing.
It's okay. Okay, so a 14 plus 2 will hit. So roll that damage.
All right, so let's see. Yeah, that's... Zeely sort of flicks a little thing of fire at it.
Okay. Roll me an arcana.
Honestly,
check.
It looks maybe slightly bigger than the sort of things Tess makes, so she's obviously not doing too great right now. 1d20 plus, what's my arcana?
Your arcana's plus 2.
There. That's a 1.
Okay, so you...
Well, actually, it's a 3, but...
Yeah. You see nothing. We're going to rename your character Jon Snow. All right, now it's this thing's turn, and it's going to lash out at... I keep having to look because I need to make sure I don't call Sox Gox or Gox Sox. It's going to lash out at Gox.
Okay.
And that's a d20 roll. Okay, that's a 17.
Okay. Is that 17 damage? Oh, my armor class is 17.
Ties go towards the attacker, so that's a hit.
Okay.
And that's an 18.
Okay.
So, first the bad news. Each of those hits does 13 points of damage, so that's 26 points of damage.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can you put that in the character sheet for me? I can't quite manage that today.
I understand.
What type of attack is this? Is it like just a slash or like...
It's a
slam. Are these leaves on fire damage at the time? It's bludgeoning damage. Okay.
Yeah, the leaves go up in large pseudopod-like limbs that just come down on top of you.
Oh, okay.
And you forgot to rage.
I did. Mm-hmm. Well, he thought he was fighting leaves.
Okay. Well, that brings you down to 18 hit points.
Oh, okay. That's not so good.
No. Well, this also has an ability called Engulf.
Called what?
Engulf.
I'm not hearing it.
Engulf. Engulf.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, no.
First, I would like you to roll a d20. It's attempting a grapple.
Okay. I've rolled an 18.
Okay. Good news is, without adding any modifiers, that's enough for you to break free. It does not engulf you.
Okay, good.
But you have a feeling that it was trying to bury you in itself. And it is now your turn.
My turn?
Yes.
I would like to rage. Yeah, I would like to rage. That thing just attacked me, and it was leaves, and leaves don't attack kobolds.
It bloodied you in one round.
Yeah, so I'm really angry now. So I'm going to use my battle axe again. And let's see... I seem to have a point of inspiration somewhere, so I'm going to use that.
Well, no. My
roll first?
For that is, yeah, you roll first, and you've already rolled with advantage. So roll d20, the higher the two rolls counts.
I have a 19 on one roll.
Okay, roll again, because it might be a 20.
Okay, might be a 20. Second one was a 13.
Okay, the 19 was sufficient, so go ahead and roll your 1d10 for damage, and we're going to add 2 to that.
Okay, all right. That went on the keyboard. Okay, that is a 6.
Okay, when I click rage, it doesn't change what your damage is, which is a little annoying.
Is it supposed to?
It would be nice if it did, but you do get an additional 2 damage from raging.
Okay.
In addition to the other abilities you gain. So, what was that die roll again?
It was a 6.
Okay. So we add 4 to that, so you do 10 points of damage.
All right.
Not too shabby. Next up is going to be Daldane.
I will cast Cure Wounds as a second level spell on Gox.
Oh, thank you.
And I forgot to add your temporary hit points, so I just did 2 points of healing to make up for it.
Okay, so that's 1... 3, so 4 plus 2 is 6.
You're up to 26 hit points.
All right.
It's not a lot, but...
It's better.
If it hits you twice again... Well, no, that's not true, because you'll take half damage. But if you forgot to rage, if it hit you twice again, that would kill you.
Okay. Well, I think rage is still in effect for however many rounds. So that should be fine for now.
So, yeah,
but he didn't have a reason to rage before. He didn't feel like it was leaves, you know?
That's how we'll argue it.
Yeah.
That is how we'll argue it. Okay, so Zili, you're up.
All right. Firebolt.
That will hit.
I'm rolling again to see if I get a crit.
That will also
not a crit.
Well.
5 damage. So
5 damage.
She sort of musters up a decent firebolt this time.
Give me another Arcana check.
That was a 20.
Natural
and a 22.
20 plus 2. That's awesome.
That's great.
So I had to roll Arcana because you cast Firebolt a lot. Some would argue that you might cast Firebolt more often than you should. You don't agree with those people. And some of those people were the targets of your Firebolts. But that's a long story that we're not going to argue. And we're not going to bicker and argue about who cast Firebolt against who. With that said, you know very well how much damage a Firebolt should do. Sometimes you mess up a little bit and you know it'll do less. Sometimes you do a lot more and it's super awesome and you laugh maniacally because that's what you do.
It's true, I do that a lot.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. That is what one does. That's the socially acceptable thing, so far as anyone here would know. You're certain that that Firebolt should have done more damage than it did. It did damage, but it was reduced.
Of course it was.
It might be because this thing is full of a lot of wet leaves, and those don't burn particularly well.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, but now you have gained additional knowledge, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, it would have been way more useful if I'd figured that out earlier, but, well.
Well, life goes on.
It's not like I'm good at this kind of thing.
I'm regretting having you roll on the despair table to pick apathy. Because you're leaning into it very well, and I appreciate that. But at the same time, I regret it. Okay.
Hey, well, the other two probably would have been worse.
It's this mound of leaves turn, and it shambles forward. And that is a 22 to hit Gox.
Oh, no.
So that's,
okay.
That's a hit. And that is a lot. That's a 26.
I'm out.
No, you're not, because you're raging.
Oh, right.
You take
so
half damage.
I take half damage. I'm not
rounded
out yet.
Down. So that's okay. 13 rounded down. That's 6. And then 13 rounded down. That's 6. You take 12 points of damage total.
Okay.
I'll put that into your sheet for you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You are now down to 14.
Okay.
And you need to make another check to see if you are grappled.
Okay. I've rolled a 3.
You are grappled.
I am grappled.
You
okay.
are engulfed. And what that means is you are blinded. You are restrained. You are unable to breathe.
Oh, no.
And you will need to make a constitution saving throw at the start of each of the shambling mound's turns or take an additional amount of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
But this is not the start of its turn, so you're not making that save now. You've gone through enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's your turn.
It's my turn.
Yes, but you are blinded and restrained. And restrained means your speed is 0. You cannot benefit from any bonuses to speed. Attack rolls against you have advantage. And your attack rolls have disadvantage.
Good thing you have advantage on strength things right now. That might be helpful.
That might be helpful. Okay. So
and you have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
Okay. So I'm guessing if I'm grappled, I can't swing a battle axe. Can I yell?
I would allow you to make an athletics check.
Okay.
To try to break free.
Let's try that. That hit another dice. That one is a 5. Oh no.
Well, you have advantage on strength checks.
I have advantage on strength checks. Strength check is plus 2?
No, that means you roll
athletics
again.
Athletics is a strength
check. Oh, it means I roll again. Okay.
Yes.
Now I understand.
And Welcome to Pack Tactics, the game where everyone rolls twice for everything.
Everything. I've rolled a 3 this time.
Okay. So you valiantly strain against your bonds but are unable to break free.
Okay. Can I yell? I don't know if I can if I'm having trouble breathing.
Well, you can't breathe, so you could exhale.
So I can't yell.
But
yeah.
Inhaling will have you learning how to breathe decaying matter, which is Not so
okay,
fun.
Okay, that's not going to work. Yeah. Okay, so I don't think I can do anything else at this point.
Yeah. From inside, everyone might hear, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, Duldane, you're pretty sure that this thing just ate your friend.
Can I see any part of Gox?
No. You see her. You see his hat.
But he's not wearing it.
No, it's currently being used as a shield by one of the baby kobolds. You don't think it would be a very effective shield.
What do I have to do to get my hand in and touch Gox?
Shove your hand into this thing.
I shove my hand into this thing.
Okay. I'm going to ask you for an athletics check.
Okay. That is a 15.
Yeah, I'll allow it. Okay, so you are now shoulder deep in the shambling mound, and you're pretty sure that you're touching something kobold-like. You could be wrong, but you have a fairly decent idea of where Gox is inside this thing.
Okay, and I'm going to cast Enhance Ability, giving Gox Bear's Endurance.
Wow. Okay.
So bear with me. What does that mean?
Advantage on constitution checks and 2d6 temporary hit points.
That's going to come in handy.
That's going to be good.
That is the ideal spell other than, you know, something like a dimension door.
And that's 5 temporary hit points.
I will put those in for you.
Okay.
Okay. That interface is a little weird for temporary hit points, but it works. All right, next up is Zeely.
Why are you people just touching the... Fine. It's...
Duldane, you also might have
happening again. This is happening again. And... Chromatic Orb.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Which option do you pick?
Let's go with Thunder.
Ooh. You know, when I edit these afterwards for the podcast, every time I hear the word thunder, I do put a reverb on it.
I'll remember that.
And,
oh, good.
Oh, no. I've just doubled my editing time, I think. Okay, so the first roll is a 14. Second roll is a 22. A 22 will hit.
I assume thunder damage is the sort of thing that would be called sonic in something else?
It's possible, yes.
Okay, that explains what thunder damage is. That is helpful for visualizing.
16 points of damage.
Alright, so Zaylee is sort of kind of hunched over, looking, well, looking sort of hopelessly at the scene, and well, she probably should do something, even if she's probably going to fail her new clan like she failed her old clan. And she throws a sort of sonic wave at it. Sort of round sonic wave.
And the stats for a shambling mound don't give any information on transferring damage to a creature that's been engulfed. So for the sake of convenience, I'm going to say you targeted an area that wasn't like right next to Duldane, which means you didn't target an area that included Gox. So Gox doesn't get hit by this, but there is now a chromatic orb-shaped hole in this thing's rump area.
Huh.
And the matter on along the edges sort of like sloths into itself. So it reforms, but it's a bit smaller than it was before. Okay, it is the start of the Shambling Mound's turn. So that means, Gox, it's time for your constitution saving throw. And remember, you do have advantage on this.
Okay, let's see what I get.
Thanks to the bear's strength that you've been given.
Yes. Okay, I have rolled a 14.
Okay. 14 will do it. You don't have to roll again.
Awesome.
But it's trying to constrict and crush you, and you manage to just, by sheer force of will, push out against it.
Okay. Awesome.
However, it's not spending all of its time trying to crush you. That's just its natural process of, shall we say, digestion. So it is able to focus its attacks at the remaining targets. It does so. And it's going to start off with someone who's already tried to force feed herself to the shambling mound. Because that seems like it would be convenient. And that is a 14.
Okay, armor class 13.
So that's a hit. And that's a natural one. I'm guessing a natural one will not hit.
Probably not.
No, you take 13 points of damage from the first strike, which I'm going to say knocks you away. You are no longer shoulder deep in this thing.
Okay.
And it tries to strike you again and knocks over a tree, which in the back of your mind, you think, I was right. These trees are going to fall over and kill us.
Fool.
Yeah. I'll put the trees on my list after this thing.
Okay. Gox, it's your turn.
Okay. So I'm still kind of stuck, but I can breathe now? Or
nope.
So I'm just not actively dying at this moment, I guess.
It's on the Shambling Mound's list of things to do to you.
Yeah, I bet it is. All right.
But you have another athletics check you can make with advantage.
I can. All right, I'm going to try that. And if it works, my intent is just to, like, swing the battle axe. If I can break free enough, I want to swing the battle axe, like, around me. You know, like a wide sweep to try to obliterate this thing further. So I'm going to roll now. And I've got a 13 on the dice.
13, and you've got plus 4 because of athletics. So
okay.
I'll roll again.
Okay.
Because a 17 will do it, but I want to see if you crit.
Okay. That hit something. That's a 2.
Okay. Well, we're going with the first roll because we can.
Okay.
So what Daldane and Zeely see is... kind of like the scene from Empire Strikes Back, where they slice open the Tauntaun.
Oh, no.
Only imagine if Han Solo had been inside the Tauntaun when it was sliced open. And a somewhat messy and covered in leaves and other rotting things, which you might not want to identify, Gox just sort of like rolls out onto the ground. And... Gox, you are prone.
Okay.
But you are no longer being digested.
Okay, so I'm prone. I'm not in this leaf creature that he does not understand at all. I can breathe now, yes?
You can breathe.
Okay, so I'm going to yell, Zeely, set this on fire! Quick!
No, it fire doesn't work well on it.
Well, do something. I thought leaves would burn, but... you probably know more than me.
The leaves are full of water right now. Water doesn't burn so well.
Well, Gox is not very smart.
It's wet. It's too wet.
Okay, we'll pick another one. This thing needs to die.
Okay, Daldane, you're up.
I cast Thunderwave, having seen how well Zeely's thunder damage worked.
You just love that I said what I do about people saying that word.
Yes.
All right. Now, that means I roll, right?
That's a constitution saving throw at 12 DC.
Okay. Bad news about these things is they're pretty good at constitution. But I'm apparently bad at rolling today. Well, not always, but that was not a good roll. So it's going to take the full brunt of this. That was
It takes 8, 5... 13 damage and is pushed 10 feet. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my peers, putting suckers in fear, making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom!
And when you say boom, you cast Thunderwave, and it's a magical leaf blower. And the thunder sort of gets underneath it just at the right spot, so it lifts the whole thing up, but it flops over on what it would be its back. And you're still pretty sure that something is going to kill you in here, but at least you took care of that. And then you see its limbs sort of reverse themselves and it gets back up, and it would be upside down, but now it's just right side up because it's amorphous.
Oh, wonderful.
But it's 10 feet away from you now.
How fast does it move? Do we have any way of knowing?
You haven't really tried to run away from it, and it was right next to you when it initially attacked. So, no, you have no idea how fast it can shamble.
Okay.
Chromatic orb. Again, using a second level spell slot this time. And
that'll
let's see
hit.
If
That's
I quit.
23.
Crit. 23. So
point of order, though, I got some bad news for you. You don't have any allies within 5 feet of it.
Oh.
It was blown back 10 feet.
Oh, right. I forgot.
So the good news is...
I forgot that it didn't still have a kobold in it.
Yeah, well, it's okay. Because the first roll hit. So that's what we'd be counting anyway. A 23 is more than sufficient. So roll your damage.
Okay. That's 21 damage.
That's the highest amount of damage we've gotten so far. So this chromatic orb just blows through this thing. Its mouth is now much larger than it was before. And as it reforms, it is less than half the size it was before. It's half the mound it used to be. It's feeling so hopeless, baby. Okay. Thank you. I am just a stream of pop culture references and memes.
Something.
Is it dead yet?
It runs forward.
Does it look dead?
Oh, it's not dead yet. Okay. Daladin, you were right. These leaves are trying to kill us. I should have listened.
And it's going to take a swing at Gox again.
Okay.
That is 24.
My armor class is 17.
And a 10.
Oh, my.
So you take another 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Because you're raging, so it's half.
Right.
And you had 5 temporary hit points.
Yes.
So you're down to 13.
Down to 13.
And your temporary hit points are gone.
Okay.
But it is now within 5 feet of an ally. Well, for your party members. So that's good for them. Actually, Daldane didn't say that she moved. So it's within 5 feet of an ally for all of you. Because for you, Daldane's the ally. And for everyone else, you and Daldane are both the allies. And it is your turn.
It is my turn?
It is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to swing my battle axe at it again. And I roll. I have a 19 on the dice.
That'll hit. Roll again to see if you crit.
All right. That one is a 3.
Okay. Roll for damage.
Okay. It's a 1d8. Okay.
1d10. 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 Get two-handed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 1d10.
It's confusing because it has the 1d8 in bold text.
Yeah, it's a lot of numbers and letters in there. All right, I'm rolling a d10, and I've gotten an 8.
An 8, and that's going to be plus 4 because you are raging, and you have a strength bonus. So that is noted.
Okay.
Daldane, your turn.
Have you been adding Gox's temporary hit points from the heroism?
Yes, I added that.
Okay, but he gets them at the beginning of each of his turns.
At each turn?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, heroism is a lot more badass than it looks.
Let me look at this.
Oh, should I have been adding more temporary hit points to myself?
Yeah, I think you and Gox should both have gained 8, or Gox should have gained 8 and you should have gained 6 at this point.
What did you use? Did you use the loot to cast heroism?
No, that's just one of my spells.
Oh, there it is. At the start of each of its turns. When the spell ends, target loses the remaining. Okay, so no, I haven't been adding them each turn.
Okay.
So I think we're on turn 3 since you cast heroism. So...
That might be... yeah. So 6 for Gox and...
Add 6. And Gox has taken enough damage that I'm just going to add actual hit points because the temporary hit points have...
That makes sense.
Okay.
So Gox, you're at 19.
That's a little better than it was.
Still bloodied, but you're hanging in there, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So Daldane, it is your turn.
I'm going to Thunderwave again, although I don't have a song to go with it this time. And again, that's a constitution check at DC 12.
It makes it this time. That's a 16 without modifiers.
Okay.
So it does not get blown back. And takes half damage, I think.
Yes, which is one, as it turns out.
I will mark off the solitary hit point that you have done damage to. A single leaf just sort of gets blown back out of the way a little bit.
I rolled a one and a two, so...
every little bit helps.
It now looks like it has a slightly receding hairline. Its charisma has gone down by two. All right, Zeely, you're up.
Well, Chromatic Orb at least seems to be doing something, so let's try that again.
Okay.
Again with a second level spell slot. I have allies within 5 feet again?
Yep, two of them.
Excellent.
Okay, first roll's a 9, second one's a 17. The second one will hit, thank goodness for advantage. And that
20 damage.
Okay, so as this second, not second, but as this additional orb hits it, the torso just collapses down to the ground. The legs that was on remain standing for a little bit and then sort of start to topple down. Imagine, if you will, a sandcastle made of rotting leaves. And so it doesn't fall over, but inertia is what's holding up these little four mounds of limbs.
Huh. It looks like we actually got it.
Okay, and we've been playing for a little over an hour. Want to take five?
Yeah,
okay. That's a good idea.
We'll do our reactions to this battle when we come back.
All right.
And we're back. Okay, so where we left off, the party had successfully defeated a pile of leaves.
AKA a shambling mound.
Yes, it was a shambling mound, but the kobolds didn't know it was a shambling mound. They just knew it was a pile of leaves. So what do you do?
Kick it.
You hit something.
Oonk. I see what it is.
Ideally, you consider taking Benadryl because you might be allergic to shambling mounds. And then you wonder what Benadryl is because you've never heard of that before.
Yes.
Okay, so you pull out a thing. And I will be more specific in just a little bit.
I found a thing.
What'd you find?
Is it our missing brother?
Oh, no.
A shoehorn, the kind with teeth. Sorry, I had to do a... They might be giant.
Oh, okay. You found that?
Yeah, you found one of those.
What is that?
It is dead.
What size? Okay.
It's tiny. It's... So far as Dungeons & Dragons size ratios go, it's considered a small monstrosity. You've never seen one of these things before. But it is definitely dead. It is definitely half decayed. And it's just sort of like hanging limp in Daldane's hands, except for the parts that are sort of falling off of it while she holds it.
Well, that's definitely not the missing brother.
What is it?
I have no idea.
As this is mostly an audio format, I'm going to say for the audience after the fact, or during if you're watching the stream, that this creature looks kind of like... Well, it's a bipedal creature with clawed feet, no arms. It just has a mouth that's full of row after row of teeth and two black eyes, one on either side of its head. It's very, very stubby looking. And the mouth looks like it would do more damage and cause more suffering than... actually rip off pieces that this thing could use for sustenance.
It sort of looks like a fleshy potato with tiny raptor legs.
I am never going to think of potatoes the same way again.
Oh,
that
no.
upsets me.
Oh.
No one tell Alice, by the way.
Okay, so Gox is staring at this thing and... turns his head to one side, turns his head to the other side. That is the ugliest bird I have ever seen. They have strange things here.
Although,
I'm not sure birds are what you want to call it, but yeah, let's go with bird.
Well, it's got two legs. It doesn't have four.
We have
got
two
little
legs.
Claws. Well, we have four. We have arms too. They don't have arms. That thing doesn't have an arm. And it,
yeah,
its eyes
sure.
are on the side of its head. So
fine, bird.
Gox is guessing from what he knows of like nature. You know?
All right, we found a worst bird.
Yes, that's a good name. It's a worst bird. I like that. I'm calling it a worst bird. Do you think this thing was attacking Tim's people?
Maybe.
Maybe we should tell him. Wait. Where's the baby kobold at?
Well, that's a very good question.
One's in my loot case.
Zeely holds up the one that she's been holding in one arm.
Where's the one that was in my hat? Where's, and I reach up and touch my hat. I'm like, where's my hat?
Fell off.
I saw the hat over there.
Over there? Oh, okay, there it is. I go over to get it.
You go to pick up your hat and it moves mm-hmm. away before you can pick it up.
Oh no. This hat better not be attacking me now. Hmm. I try to get it again.
It moves away again.
Hmm. You guys, my hat is running away.
It's not
I'm
running away.
Toss
it moves out of your reach and then stops.
It's moving away from me.
I'm going to toss up a mage hand to block it from moving.
Okay, I'm going to try again to get my hat.
So I'm going to say, give me a dexterity check.
Me?
Yes. I'm going to let you have advantage because you are being assisted by a mage hand.
Okay. I have a 20.
You managed to corner your hat.
Yes, I've got it. And I pick it up.
Okay.
And I put it on my head.
It's very heavy.
Uh-oh. I take it back off and look inside.
There's a baby kobold.
Oh, there you are. Okay. This one likes this one likes my hat. I'm just going to put this on now and sort of like set the baby in there and put him back where it seems to want to be.
Okay. You are now heavier by one baby kobold and one hat again.
Yes. So I'm going to start just sort of scanning the area and see if I can find my brother.
Give me a perception check.
10.
Nope. You see zero signs of any kobolds besides the two, well, the small group that's with you. The three of you plus the three babies.
Okay. So the worst bird may or may not have attacked Tim's people, but we might have an answer for him. It could be this thing. But we still need to find Sox. Which way should we go?
How thick is the forest?
You're right at the edge, so it's mostly thinner trees. There's a few trees that would be found in an old growth forest, but since there are thinner trees in this particular area, if you step off the road, there's going to be places where you have to bend them out of the way, even as a kobold.
Oh.
Are they like barren and leafless, or are they full of dead leaves?
Yes. It's a mix of both of those things.
Okay. Well, I'm going to grant Zeely a wish. I am going to use my loot to cast Fly on Zeely.
Zeely, you couldn't care less.
Zeely, fly up and see if you can see Sox.
Are you sure you should be casting this on me and not Gox?
No.
You.
Well, it's been cast, right? So let's use it. See what you can see.
See if you can find that train in the background.
Yeah, sorry. I can't do anything with train.
That's okay. I appreciate that for several sessions for the main campaign, you were in an area that had Skyrail cars.
Yeah.
So we can say canonically that they were the ambience.
Yeah, that worked out pretty good. But...
Okay, well, Zeely, you can fly.
Well.
Even without your happy thoughts.
Think of a wonderful thing. It's the same as having rings.
Yeah, well, if you haven't noticed, we're all a little all short of wonderful things right now. We have more wings than we have wonderful things.
I'm going to be
and Zeely sort of gestures to the little baby winged kobold that she's holding.
I'm going to be amused and disappointed if she spends the entire duration of this spell on the ground complaining about it.
No, she's sort of eventually kind of lifts off to look around, but mostly because everyone keeps telling her to.
Okay. Give me a perception check.
Let me... Sorry, I need to check thing. Skills. Perception.
Your perception is plus one.
Thank you.
I have everyone's character. 15. Too. Okay. And with what I rolled, you definitely spot Asox. He is cleverly sneaking by running as fast as he can away from the forest.
All right. What do you see? Yeah, I spotted him. He's running away.
There is a cartoonish cloud of smoke trailing behind him as he runs through a field.
He's over that way.
South of you.
Oh, is he going back towards Tim or just somewhere else?
If he keeps heading in that direction, probably back that way.
Okay. Well, we should go that way then.
So we'll just see if you can catch up with him and we'll catch up with you.
All right. If you say so. Zili starts going off in that direction.
Okay. And your movement speed is 60 while flying. So, and if you take double actions, that means 120. So, I'm going to say that, yeah, you can catch up.
All right.
So
horrible thing did we miss?
We're going home now. We're going home now. We're going home now. We're going home now. Nope, 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 nope. And pretty much every time Sox's foot hits the ground as he's running.
An answer. That's definitely an answer. Sure.
How close do I need to get before I can hear my brother going, nope, 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 nope?
Well, eventually Sox is not able to keep up a running pace. So you eventually catch up, not nearly as fast as Zili did.
Okay, so we've all caught up.
We're going home now.
Yeah.
He also says nope.
Yeah, he says that when he doesn't like stuff. Can't really blame him here. Sox, are you okay?
That was his reaction when he found out.
It was. That's what he said immediately when the door opened. Yeah, it was nope, 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 nope.
That was more of a Chris reaction than a Sox reaction, but he said it was both of them.
And so then it's both of them.
This is the guy who, when we were in a campaign of his, he sent us to Barovia.
Yeah.
Somehow he didn't appreciate fair play.
Aww.
Barovia.
Yeah. We did one game session of a Curse of Strahd campaign.
Mm-hmm. Didn't get to finish.
DM.
Yeah.
We still need to finish that.
We do need to finish that, yeah.
Because
anyway.
Your character's possessed, but never mind.
All right, so I'm asking Sox, are you okay? Are you okay?
I think I found the problem.
Well, what was it? Was it a worse bird?
A what?
Oh, the leaves tried to eat me and tried to kill us, and then we killed it, and then Daladin found this like weird little bird with no feathers and like two little legs and this big mouth, and so I it looks like a bird to me, but it's like an ugly bird, or it's really bad. So I thought maybe the worst bird was attacking. What did you find?
A lot of things. Some of them had more arms than they should, and one of them looked like a human made of worms.
Oh, do you think that's what's attacking Tim's people?
Might be. But I'm not sticking around to find out for sure. I say we tell Tim what we saw, and then we go home.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's go find Tim. I bet we'll see him when we get close, because he's got a colorful hat on his horse now. Makes them easy to spot.
Okay. So you continue your journey back. Other than this little interaction, the rest of it is fairly uneventful. You finish off the last of your food right around the time that you think you're getting back to where you were originally. And you're fairly certain it actually took longer to get back than it did to get to the forest. Even with the running start you got off at the beginning. Like, you stopped to rest two or three times on the way back. And you do see Tim. He is not on his high horse.
He is. I start waving at him.
I see you have returned. What news do you have?
We fought Lavey, but that probably wasn't what was doing it.
If I still had an eyebrow, I would raise one at that. Leaves do not normally attack, even in the Shadowfell.
Yeah, it was a big, globby, leafy thing, and it ate Gox for a moment, but then it unate Gox.
These are some really tough leaves, Tim. You may want to warn your people about those.
And apparently Sox found worm people.
Worm people?
And Sox describes again what he saw. Creatures with multiple limbs and what looked like a human. But they were, when you got close enough, you would see if they were made of little worms or larvae or something that were just shoved together to... Like, imagine, if you will, you took a bunch of worms and you put them in a Play-Doh mold that made a person.
Okay, wow.
And somehow they stayed together when they came out.
See, and now I'm never going to look at Play-Doh the same way again.
And there you have it.
This sounds troubling, to be sure. I will let my master know. I do not think I am powerful enough to defeat the foes you have described. Be that as it may, in the time that you were gone, I did manage to unlock some mysteries about this device of yours.
And what'd you find? Okay. What did you find? Can we get home?
Maybe. I cannot send you there, though.
Gox is turning his head to the side, giving him a confused look. Huh?
It is not attuned to me.
Oh no.
Oh, wait, who's it attuned to?
It's the babies, isn't it?
It's attuned to all the babies or one baby?
I do not know, but whichever being used it to bring you here is apparently the one that needs to use it to bring you back.
Right.
If it was none of you, then it may have been one of your offspring. I would suggest not letting them near this device once you return home.
Hey, Paya, game's over. Can we go back?
Paya looks at you.
Please?
If I remember correctly, Paya was the one that pointed you at the treasure chamber. So Paya wasn't the one that used this device.
I thought Paya went in and grabbed the thing.
Maybe so it's I one have of to the go back and listen well, to last week's episode.
I guess it's kind of unclear. I know there was more than one kobold standing or baby kobold standing next to it, but
I want to say it was Otta or Mata.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Okay, so I'm gonna carefully reach up under my hat and take out whichever one is in it. So I'm holding whatever baby kobold was under my hat.
You have Otta.
Otta, can you use that box and make us all go home now? And I, like, hold the little baby near the box, but obviously Tim still got it, so it's not touching it.
Oh, it reaches out for the box, and Tim hands the box to it, and it looks at it.
Okay, send us home.
It tosses the box on the ground.
That's not right.
Eldane sighs and starts getting Mata out of the loot case.
By the way, when Otta rolled the box on the ground because it's a cube, it rolled a 2. Sam looks up at you and chirps.
Okay, good try, baby kobold. Good try. Let's let your friend have a turn now.
Can I expend the inspiration you gave me to, like, have a moment of fighting off the despair thing?
That's a very good question. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
There is a way to remove it. There's more than one way to remove it. You don't know what they are, though.
If I might make a suggestion, distances in the Shadowfell are unusual. You might want to be standing exactly where you were when you came here, where you might end up miles away from your original location.
Oh, so we need to go back to that basement.
Thanks. Good luck, I guess. Sorry we couldn't really do much.
You did enough. I am grateful for your temporary company. I would not recommend returning to visit, but I would not be sad if you did.
Well, Tim, it's been really good to meet you, and thank you for helping us with the box. And Gox reaches out his hand to shake his hand.
Okay. Tim shakes your hand. A little bit of Tim remains on your hand after you've shaken.
Gox doesn't care.
He is a rotting corpse.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are right next to the farmhouse that you came out of originally.
Oh, let's go back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder how long that scarf that person was knitting is now.
Okay. So that's something you check on when you go in?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. The zombie that was knitting a scarf when you left is now knitting a pair of mittens.
Ooh, talented.
All right, so you go into the basement, and to expedite things, I assume you hand it to the cube to Mata.
Yes.
And
we all stand together.
Mata holds it up and puts it down and stands on it. And then Ada and Peya get upset because now Mata is taller than Ada and Peya, and they start to have a shoving match to push Mata.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Baby kobolds. Work together. Come on.
And they
you need
to
learn how to
Mata
be a
off.
Pack. Oh, no.
Then Ada stands on top and gives a triumphant chirp. And Mata pulls the cube out from underneath Ada.
Okay, I'm going to reach out and pick up whatever baby kobold I can reach first.
And right as Mata pulls the cube out from underneath Ada, you're all in the treasure room.
Baby
are
kobold,
we
you did
Shadowfeld?
Grab the bubbles.
You are immediately
okay.
De-Shadowfeld.
Oh, I'm my head.
To grab a baby. I'm going to reach out like where I was, pick up a baby kobold and get whichever one that is very carefully. You did it, baby kobold. We're back.
Hang on. I feel like I missed something that Crash said in the crosstalk.
Okay.
Zeely, you are dimly aware that for a while you were flying and did not truly appreciate the experience.
What's wrong with me?
But the memory is kind of hazy. You know that you'd be thrilled to be flying, but you can't look back at that memory and recreate the sense of joy that you would have felt from that.
Ugh. I feel like something scooped out all my magic stuff and turned it upside down.
Well, we were in a really creepy place with Worst Bird, so maybe you'll be better soon that we're not there.
You are no longer in Bel Air, so.
Right.
Worst Bird. I vaguely remember Worst Bird.
They're pretty memorable. They're awfully ugly little Worst Birds.
And Sock says, I remember people made of worms.
Yeah, that's probably going to stick with you a while. I go give him a hug.
Right, well, we're all alive. I'm me again. As opposed to whatever the heck all that was, kind of all a blur.
And Aldane, you're shocked to realize that you were so scared and certain that you were going to die. That is so not like you.
That's true. That's not like me.
I mean, there's nothing that really makes you fill your mind with terror. Not that you can think of. I mean, a pile of leaves just be a pile of leaves. Trees falling, you can see them coming a mile away.
And the thing Zele is not saying is that when she tries to look back on what she remembers doing, it's kind of all mixed up with what happened just before she got exiled from her old clan.
Oh, that's not good.
No. I don't know all the story, but, well.
I think one of those zombies cast a spell on us.
There were zombies?
Am I assuming Sock said that?
Sock said it. And with Sock saying that, you're kind of wondering about that, too. I mean, you met someone named Tom? Might be Tom.
Huh. I think we met this person that was not a kobold named Tom, Todd. I definitely
don't have a hat anymore.
That's true. The hat didn't come back with us.
And I have bruises I can't hold.
That's not good.
And suddenly you hear the sound of Tess screaming.
That's not good either.
They're eating my tail!
So I told you to grab the babies.
I tried to grab one of the babies. They were too fat.
Get this box inside another box before we have a repeat of whatever happened.
Okay, you take care of the box, and I'll try to catch the baby kobolds and pick them off of Tess.
Okay.
I go over and try to do that.
So everyone who wants to recatch the baby kobold storms out of the treasure room, and that's where we freeze frame it, and that's where we're going to end it for tonight.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you all for playing. Thank you, people in the chat room, for listening. And thank you, everyone who listened
thank you for running
the podcast. Oh, it was fun. I look forward to this. Some people play games to fight monsters. Some people play games to escape monsters. Some people play games to be monsters. And I guess we kind of do all three. But on that note, I was joined this evening by three wonderful people, including but not limited to... Jen, what do you have to plug for us?
You can find me on Twitch at Queen of Haiku at random hours because I don't have a set schedule, mostly playing Diablo 3. And my website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net. It's got two podcasts, one of them gaming, one of them not gaming, and a whole bunch of other blogs and stuff. And that's the best place to find me.
Yes, your blog is where I learned that victory smells like pumpkin pie.
Yes, that's one of my latest things on the blog.
And yep. I'm not spoiling anything else about that.
No, not at all.
And we were also joined by Ellie. Ellie, where can we find you?
You can find me at my social media site, elek.xyz. That's elekk.xyz. But all I have to plug is my phone in.
That's clever. I like that.
Well, Elek is worth plugging because it's a social network that is not full of Nazis. So.
Right.
There's that. And we were also joined by Io, who is also on Elek.
Yes. Indeed I am.
And your mom wants you to... Yes.
Right. My mom wants me to plug her books. They are science fiction and fantasy books. And her name is Elizabeth McCoy. You can find her on Smashwords or Amazon.
And at elizabeth-mccoy.com.
Yes, indeed. I forgot she had a website.
Okay, and on that note, we're going to call it an evening. Thank you, everyone, for coming, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good week.